So we are reading from the third canto, 15th chapter and text number 32. As previously we have discussed how these Kumaras, they are well situated in the devotion of the Lord. And because of their qualities and causeless mercy of Lord, they were able to travel to Vaikuntha Lokas. And as they reached there, they saw there are two personalities who are standing, and they are exactly looking like the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. They were having the same complexion as Lord has. They are having a four-handed form as like a Lord. They were carrying same weapons as the Lord has in his four hands. So without any hesitation, when Kumaras decided to enter Vaikuntha planet, they already crossed 6 doors of Vaikuntha. So they came to 7th door. And as they never got restricted by anyone, because there were no door keepers, so they came. They entered all the 6 doors and they came to 7th door, where they saw these doorkeepers. And there also, without any hesitation, they tried to enter that 7th door. And all of a sudden, these two personalities who were standing at the door, they stopped them. They restricted them for the entry. Then these great sages, in their heart they got agitated. Generally it is said the person who becomes the devotee of the Lord, and as mentioned in this purpose, Prabhupada says, unless and until one is 100% situated in the devotion of the Lord, there is no possibility of reaching to Vaikuntha planets. But Chatushkuma, they reached there. So that means they were 100% situated in the devotion. Then why they were so much angry? This is explained in the previous word that their eyes got red. That means they are furious. Because they were thinking in their mind, this is not the place where enemies of the Lord can enter. Because only a person who has the 100% devotion for the Lord can be here only. And these people, they look like a Lord himself. Then how come they are restricting us? Because as per the Vedic rules and regulations, small kids and sannyasis and devotees are not restricted to enter anywhere. They can go anywhere and everywhere. Why? Because they are nispruha. They don't have any material desire. Desire for their own sense gratification. But they have a desire to serve their lordship. Then sages were thinking, why these two persons who have developed such a discordant mentality, even though they are posted in the service of the Lord in the highest position and are expected to have developed the same qualities as the Lord? They were questioning themselves, why it is happening? And with this mentality, how these two persons living in Vaikuntha? Where is the possibility of enemies coming into the kingdom of God? The Supreme Personality of a Godhead has no enemy. Ajata Shatru. He is Vishwa Bhavana. He is well-wisher of everyone. The person who is well-wisher of everyone, how he can become the enemy of anyone? Then how come it is happening? Why these people? they were thinking, probably these two people or these two persons are imposter. And because the imposter only thinks that other people also like them. Atmavat pashyate lokan. Whatever characteristic gunas that you have, you're trying to find it in others also. That is Atmavat pashyate lokan. So this imposter, they must be thinking that we are also like them. And as Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, He never likes mithyacharis. He never likes the people who pretend. Who impose something which they are not by their nature. And that's why they say that we are surprised to see the two doormen who check from entering the place where not exactly like the residents of Vaikuntha. Generally, the doorman's duty is to determine who should be allowed or who should not. But that is not relevant in this matter because no one is allowed to enter the Vaikuntha planets unless he has developed 100% his mentality of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. No enemy of the Lord can enter Vaikuntha Loka. That's why Kumaras concluded that the only reason for the doormans checking them was that the doormen themselves were imposters. And wherever there are imposters, there is always problem. Because they themselves are not qualified to serve Lord. And they think even a sincere person also like them. And that creates the offense. And because of that offense, again they fall down. In the next verse, 33, the Chatush Kumaras, they are saying, Nai antaram bhagavatai samasta kukshavaha atmanam atmani nabho nabhasi vadhiraha pashyanti yatra yoyo suralingino kim vyutpatitam hi udarat bhedi bhayam yatosya. In the Vaikuntha world, there is a complete harmony between the residence and the personality of a Godhead. Just as there is a complete harmony with the space between the big and the small skies. Why then is there a seed of a fear in this field of harmony? These two persons are dressed like inhabitants of Vaikuntha, but where from can their disharmony come into existence? See, the Chatush Kumaras, being in the knowledge, they were also got confused by seeing this sort of a behavior from the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha. And Prabhupada says in the purport, just as there are different departments in each state, in this material world, the civil department and criminal department. So, in God's creation, there are two departments of existence. As in the material world, we find that the criminal department is far, far smaller than the civil department. So, this material world, which is considered a criminal department, is 1/4 of the entire creation of the Lord. All living entities who are residents of the material universe are considered to be more or less criminals because they do not wish to abide by the order of the Lord, or they are against the harmonious activities of God's will. The principle of creation is that the Supreme Lord, the personality of a Godhead, is by nature joyful, and he becomes many in order to enhance his transcendental joy. Eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. Even though he is one, but he expands himself to enhance his own transcendental joy. The living entities like ourselves, being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, are meant to satisfy the senses of the Lord. Thus, whenever there is a discrepancy in that harmony, immediately the living entity is entrapped by Maya or illusion. So Prabhupada is trying to make us understand that what is happening there, that is not relevant to the existence of that planet. As in this material world, we have different departments to maintain this material world. There is a civil department, there is a criminal department. And criminal departments like a jail or cells, as compared to the civil department, they are like very tiny, very small. Same way, this material world is like 1/4 of Lord's creation. And Lord is being Anandamaya, who is always blissful. To enhance his own bliss, he divides himself in different. He becomes many, he takes different incarnations. And he tries to enhance his transcendental joy. And Prabhupada says, as we are the part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, we are meant to satisfy the senses of Lord. And whenever there is a discrepancy in this harmony, immediately the living entity is entrapped in the illusion. When they stop serving Lord, when they does not care for the Lord, never accepts his authority, then said, na bhajanti avajananti sthanat bhrashta patanti adaha. They don't care about Lord, they don't try to understand his position, and they get desire to enjoy and they fall down. And they come to this material existence. And this external energy of the Lord is called the material world. And the kingdom of the internal energy of the Lord is called Vaikuntha, or the kingdom of God. In the Vaikuntha world, there is no disharmony between the Lord and the residents. Therefore, God's creation in the Vaikuntha world is perfect, because everyone is living in harmony with the Lord. They know their eternal position as the servant of the Lord, and they try to engage themselves in that. They try to satisfy their Lordship. The entire kingdom of God in a such a complete harmony of unite, that there is no possibility of enmity. Everything there is absolute. Just as there are many psychological constructions within the body, yet they work in one order for satisfaction of the stomach. And just as in a machine, there are hundreds and thousands of parts, yet they run in harmony to fulfill the function of machine. In the Vaikuntha planets, the Lord is perfect and the inhabitants also perfectly engage in the service of Lord. This is what Vaikuntha situation. If you find this situation in this material world, so it will be not material world then. This sort of a harmony you can see in the association of devotees. Because they don't have any material desire, they have only a desire to serve their Lordship and to fulfill the Lord's mission. Actually, what happened? Generally, these Mayavadi philosophers, whom we called as impersonalists, they interpret this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam to mean that small sky and the big sky are one, but this is idea cannot stand. The example of the big sky and the small sky is also applicable within person's body. The big sky is the body itself, and the intestines and other parts of the body occupy the small sky. Each and every part of the body has an individuality. Even though occupying a small part of the total body, similarly the whole creation is the body of the Supreme Lord, and we are created beings. So anything that is created or built are nothing but actual small part of that body. The parts of the body are never equal to the whole. This is not possible. And this will be never possible. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that the living entities who are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord are eternally part and parcels. Mamayamamshu jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. And according to Mayavadi philosophers, the living entity is illusion, considers himself as a part and parcels, although he is actually one and the same as the Supreme Lord. This theory is not valid. The nonsense of the whole and the part is in their quality. There is a oneness of the whole and the part is in their quality, not in quantity. The qualitative oneness of the small and large portion of the sky does not imply that the small sky becomes the big sky. So living entity cannot become God. He always remains as a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And being this Vaikuntha as a place of harmony, there is no cause for the politics of divide and rule in Vaikuntha planets. So it's very essential principle that we have to understand. Because as we stay in temple, we stay in Vaikuntha. So there is no cause for politics and divide and rule in the Vaikuntha planets. So there should not be a politics. And this same mentality of divide and rule in temple. In Vaikuntha planet there is no fear because of the united interest of the Lord and the resident. And Maya means disharmony between living entities and the Supreme Lord. So whenever we see there is a disharmony in the community of Vaishnavas or who are trying to be Vaishnavas, then we should understand that Maya is very efficiently working in that association. All living entities are provided and maintained by the Lord because He is the supreme living entity. But foolish creatures, although actually under all control of the supreme living entity, defy His existence. Na bhajanti avajananti. They don't care about the Lord, even though He is provider and maintainer of everyone. They defy the existence, and that state is called as Maya. Sometimes they deny that there is such a being as a God. They say everything is void, that Buddhist philosophy. And sometimes they deny Him in different ways. Oh, there may be a God, but He has no form. Both this conception arise from the rebellious condition of the living entity. As long as this rebellious condition prevails, the material world will continue in disharmony. Generally, harmony and disharmony is realized because of the law and order of the particular place. Religion is the law and order of the Supreme Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we find that religion means devotional service or Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, Sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Give up all other religious principles and simply become a soul surrender unto me. This is religion, not the man-made religion for their own satisfaction of their own ego. Anything which goes against the principle law of religion. And what is that? When one is fully Krishna conscious, that is the and Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And one acts accordingly, then he is following real religion. And when one is fully conscious that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and supreme Lord, and he acts accordingly. And anything which goes against to this principle is not religion. So irrespective of a caste, creed, location where you are born, it never creates any hindrance to make progress in spiritual life. Because when one is fully conscious that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and supreme lord, then nothing bothers him. Because Krishna says, just give up all other religious principles. In the spiritual world, this religious principle of Krishna consciousness is maintained in harmony. And therefore, that world is called Vaikuntha. If the same principle can be adopted here, wholly or partially, then it is also Vaikuntha. So it is with any society, such as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness putting faith in Krishna as the center, live in harmony according to the order and principles of Bhagavad Gita, then they are living in Vaikuntha, not in this material world. So these temples are considered as embassies. Huh? Embassy, it may be in the any country of the world, that is always controlled by that country to which that embassy belongs, but not by that country where it is located. Why? Because there is a harmony. They know who is their controller and according to that they serve. The same way, if that same harmony is there between Lord and His devotees. But there is a wonderful relationship, give and take between the devotees without any politics, without trying to introduce divide and rule. If everyone is living in harmony with the principles of Bhagavad Gita, then that place itself becomes like a Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna. Any question? Any comment? Bas ho gaya. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।